message and over the number of his name. They held harps given them by God and sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed.
我们再读十七章
Chapter 17,
十七章十四到十五节
Verses 14 and 15.
他们与羔羊征战，
羔羊必
胜过他们，因为羔羊是万王之王，万族之主。
同着羔
羊的，
就是
蒙
召
被
选
有忠
心
的，
也
必
得
胜。
They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers.
我们读十九章一到六节。
Chapter 19, verses 1 to 6 of Revelation.
时候我听见好像
群
众在
天上
大声说：“
哈
利
路亚！救恩、荣耀、全能
都
属
乎
我
们
的
神。
他的判断是真实公义的，因他判
断
了
那
用
淫
行败坏世界的
大淫妇，
并且向
淫
妇讨流仆人
血的
罪，给他们伸冤。”
又
说：“哈利路
亚！
烧
淫
妇的烟
往
上
冒，
直到
永
永
远
远。
那
二十
四
位
长
老与
四
活物就俯伏敬拜，
做
宝座
的
神
说：‘
阿门，哈利路亚！’
有
声
音
从
宝座
出来说：‘神的
众
仆人呐、
啊！’”
凡
敬畏
他的，
无论
大
小，
都
要
赞
美
我
们
的
神。
我
听
见
好
像
群
众
的
声
音、
众
水
的
声
音、大雷的声音说：
哈利
路
亚！
因为
主
我
们
的
神、
全能者
做
王
了。
Revelation 19 verse 1 to 6. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah!Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. For true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. And again they shouted, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried,Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both small and great. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
好，我们先要讲一件事，启示录这本书究竟讲什么？
First, we need to know what the book of Revelation is about.
许多人都觉得启示录本难读的书。
Many people find this book hard to read.
但是把启示录的思路弄清楚了。
But once you know its train of thought,
启示录不是本难读的书。
Revelation is not a hard to read book.
启示录讲三件事。
There are three main things spoken in this book.
第一件事讲耶稣基督的启示。
The very first thing is the revelation about Jesus Christ.
这本书里面讲了九次基督的启示。
And this was mentioned 9 times in this book, his revelation.
每一次基督的启示。
And every time when the book reveals who Jesus is.
带进一段事情来。
And a series of events will occur after each revelation.
到了第九次。
And when it's the 9th time.
神的计划完成了。
God's plan is completed.
再没有工作
No more work for God.
第二件事。
And the second thing about this book.
启示录讲得胜。
It's about victory.
他呼召得胜者。
How God calls overcomers.
这个启示录很重要的题目。
And this is a very important point in this book.
而且启示录一般一般的讲得胜者。
And in this book, you see a pile of groups and groups of overcomers were mentioned.
第三件事。
The third thing about this book.
启示录讲将来必成的事。
It talks about the things will surely be done.
那是预言的一部分了。
And that's like prophecy.
启示录预言大半也都应验了。
And you know, majority of the prophecies in this book have been fulfilled.
都按照字面应验的。
And it's fulfilled literally.
怎么说的就怎么成的。
How God says it, it was done.
今天我们要讲第二件事，讲得胜。
And today we will talk about the second point of this book, which is the overcomers.
主呼召得胜者。
And how God calls Overcomers.
我总喜欢再给弟兄姊妹讲清楚。
And I like to make it clear to people.
什么叫做得胜者？
What is the definition of overcomers?
得胜者不是一般非常特别的人。
They are not a group of unique people.
得胜者并不是教会的伟人才是得胜者。
They are not spiritual giants only.
不是教会里面属灵生命了不起的人才得胜者。
And not those great spiritual people in God's church.
更不是教会的领袖就是得胜者。
And not necessary church leaders.
得胜者是正常的基督徒就是一个得胜者。
Normal Christians are overcomers.
今天问题不正常的基督徒太多了。
But the problem is that we have so many abnormal Christians.
当主来的时候
，When the Lord comes，
我们会发现得胜者很多很多。
You will realize, wow, there are a lot of overcomers.
在启示录的里面
，In the Book of Revelation，
围绕羔羊宝座而赞美的人都是得胜者。
The multitude that surrounding the throne of God and worship, they are overcomers.
他们的数目多到人数不过来。
They cannot be numbered.
他们都从大患难中出来的。
They all came out of great tribulation.
曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。
And their clothes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
他们一生受主的牧养。
And they've been shepherded by the Lord all their lives.
最后成了得胜者。
At the end, they are overcomers.
启示录说的数目多的人数不过来。
And Bible tells us there are so many of them you can't even count them.
我们要追求作为正常的基督徒。
Therefore, you and I should endeavor to become a normal Christian.
Watchman Nee 一本非常有名的书。
A very famous book written by Watchman Nee.
叫做《正常基督徒生活》。
Titled The Life of a Normal Christian.
其实这本书啊，也并不是很容易得到里面生命。
And it's not very it's a book is hard to understand everything.
但是我很喜欢这个题目。
But I love the title.
正常基督徒，他就是得胜者。
Because it means if you are a normal Christian, you are naturally an overcomer.
主没有把得胜的门槛弄得很高。
The bar is not very high.
我们都跨不过去。
That's too high that you and I cannot.
得胜的门槛并不高。
The bar is not very high.
我们靠主做正常的基督徒。
And by the help of the Lord, we all can be normal Christians.
我们就是一个得胜者。
Then we are naturally a overcomer.
启示录一般一般说到得胜者。
So you see, overcomers were mentioned again and again in the book of Revelation.
第一章说到七个教会，每一个教会里面的得胜者。
And in the beginning of the book, talk about there are seven churches, and in each of the seven churches,Churches have overcomers. And there are many different types of overcomers. And chapter 12 also mentioned about overcomers. And God used a name to describe the corporate overcomers, the boy.
Man-child.
The man-child.
那个男孩子一直被提到这个宝座去了。
And we all knew the man child after birth was raptured, lifted up to heaven directly from the throne.
他们一生征战。
That represents all the people that fought spiritual fight.
他们征战的秘诀三句话。
And the secret of their success in their fight is.
弟兄们胜过他。
The brothers overcame.
这个 brethren 是个弟兄们这个团体名字。
And that's a corporate term for all the Christians.
就指着前面的得胜者。
And that refers to the overcomers in the beginning of the book.
得胜者就是后面所 说的弟兄们。
And the same way they say brethren later on.
弟兄们怎么胜过仇敌？
How did they overcome?
第一，靠着羔羊的宝血。
First is by the blood of the lamb.
真正的第一不是靠我们。
So it's not by our own flesh or
strength. 靠我们永远不会得胜。
Because we can never overcome on our own.
我们第一靠着羔羊的宝血。
Therefore we overcome first.By the blood of the Lamb.
主为我流血了。
The Lord has shed His blood for me.
是什么意义？
What does it mean to shed blood?
利未记十七章讲血的意义。
And Leviticus 17 tells us the meaning of blood.
红的魂在血中。
Because the soul life of an animal is in its blood.
我把这个血赐给你们。
So when He said, I give you my blood.
可以在坛上为你们赎罪。
So I can redeem your sins for you.
血就说到活物的魂。
Blood speaks of someone's soul.
主耶稣为我们流血。
So when Jesus gave His life,
主耶稣为我们舍魂了。
When He shed His blood, means He gave His life, His soul for us.
以赛亚第五十三章讲到主最好的预言。
Isaiah 53 speaks well.
到了末了，他不是说将血流尽了。
And it's not that He finished shedding His blood.
他说将魂放下以至于死。
But let go of his soul life until the point of death.
就放下他的魂了。
Jesus himself had to let go of his soul life.
魂在血中。
And his soul life is in his blood.
宝血输到耶稣的魂。
Therefore, the blood of Jesus Christ speaks of his life, soul life.
这为什么宝血有大能？
That's why there's power in his blood.
你们碰着有鬼魔出现的事啊。
Every time if you deal with demons or a demon-possessed situation.
看来你一生不遇见最好。
And I hope you will never have to deal with that.
但是地上鬼魔的事真多啊。
But you know, devils are in this world.
鬼怕两件事。
The devil is scared of two things.
鬼不怕我们。
The devil is not afraid of us.
但是我的经历直到今天我遇见鬼，鬼到今天没有人不怕我了。
But you know, my personal experience, devil is afraid of me.
因为我碰到一个恶鬼啊。
One time I was dealing with this very wicked, very fearful demon.
我过去了。
I approached him.
他不仅样子怕，他口里也说我怕，我怕。
Not only he looked scared, he also confessed in his mouth, said, "Oh, gee, I'm so scared."
弟兄说，师兄他怕你。
So brother says, "You know, he's afraid of you, brother."
我你说什么？鬼怕恶人，鬼怕恶人。
Really? So go tell the guy that the devil is afraid of wicked men.
我讲这样不是讲真理了。
It's not true. This is a joke.
我再恶鬼也不怕我的。
No matter how wicked I may turn into, devil won't be afraid of me.
实在来说，鬼怕两件事。
So what was he afraid of? Two things.
第一，羔羊的宝血。
The blood of the Lamb on me.
我身上有血的印记。
I have the mark of the blood of the Lamb.
鬼魔永远不敢碰的。
So devil dares not to touch me.
宝血就是主的魂。
And the precious blood is the soul life of Jesus.
所以宝血有大能力。
There's great power in the blood of the Lord.
有大权柄。
And there's great authority in His blood.
鬼魔永远不敢碰宝血的。
And the devil is so afraid, and they will never touch the blood of Jesus.
第二件事情，鬼怕主的大名。
And second thing the devil is afraid of is the name of the Lord.
主的名字一切鬼魔惧怕的。
Every devil is afraid of the name of the Lord Jesus.
记得没有？我们有宝血。
So therefore, we gotta know. I have the blood of the Lamb.
我们有主的大名。
We have the name of the Lord.
所以所有鬼魔都怕我们。
Therefore, devils are afraid of us for that.
胜过一切鬼魔。
And His name and His blood overcome all demons.
宝血，印着羔羊的血。
And therefore, by the blood of the Lamb.
第二件事。
Second thing.
自己所见证的道。
Brothers overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Second thing is through the word of their testimony.
我讲到一个习惯。
And I have this habit when I speak.
我从来不讲我不懂的道。
I don't say anything that I do not fully know.
我讲的道，我经历的道。
I will share only what I have experienced.
我讲的道是我的见证。
I share only with what I have experienced and testified.
这主的话我懂的。
And I only share things that I know.
我多少有经历的。
And I have experienced.
自己见证的道。
Therefore, we overcome by the word of our testimony.
胜过鬼魔。
And that's how we overcome.
我们讲自己所见证的道。
So when we say the word of our testimony,
圣灵会做工。
When we say that, Holy Spirit will work with us.
我们已经站在得胜的立场了。
And we are standing on the position of victors.
第三件事。
The third thing here.
虽至于死，也不爱惜魂。
They will not shrink back even at the point of death.
一个不怕死的人。
For someone who's not afraid of death.
鬼不怕的。
Devil's afraid of that kind of people.
天然勇气不怕死没用。
You know, our fleshly courage is useless to us.
为着主而不怕死。
But if we are not afraid of death for the Lord's sake,
那我们的命啊只有一条。
Then devil is afraid because we only have one life.
只有死一次就没有了。
You know, you can only let go of your life once.
没有人有死命的经历的。
Then you can say, oh, someone has experience of losing his life many times.
死了命就不开口了，在人造主那里去了。
Because one only has one life, you can only do it once.
主告诉我们。
But the Lord says here.
天天舍己。
Deny yourself every day.
我们永远反对我们自己。
We should always oppose to our fleshly life.
全世界只有基督徒是舍己的人。
In this entire world, only Christians are people that are willing to let go of their life.
这个叫做虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
So that's what I mean by the reference here. They will not shrink back even at the point of losing their fleshly life.I am a man who is willing to lose my life.
我是个不爱自己的人。
Which means I don't love myself.
我每次都事情来了，站在主的死地。
And every time when I encounter challenges, I will stand on the ground of dying with Christ together.
二，舍了我的魂生命。
I let go of my soul life.
这是个得胜者。
That's the life of an overcomer.
你们这年轻人多，年轻人记忆好，记得了吧？
Young people, you guys have better memory. Better.
怎么得胜?
You are better at memorizing things. How can we be overcomers?
因着羔羊的血。
First, by the blood of the Lamb.
第二。
Second,
自己所见证的道。
By the word of our own testimony.
第三，虽至于死，也不爱惜魂。
Third, when we do not treasure our soul life.
这样的人叫做男孩子。
And these are the corporate term.The man child.
有弟兄把自己的英文名字取作男孩子。
I have met someone who named themselves man child.
这不太通的。
It really doesn't make any sense.
因为这个名字是团体数的。
Because it's a corporate name.
你用了呢，我不能用了。
It's for a group.
我们众人得胜者都叫做男孩子。
So corporately speaking, all the overcomers are called by one name.
到了启示录十五章。
And when it comes to Revelation 15,
他说到男孩子得胜者。
It talks about that man child is the overcomer.
他说我们都站在玻璃海上。
That we stand around the glassy sea.
拿着琴赞美神。
And we were holding our harps given by God praising him.
什么叫玻璃海?
What is the sea of glass?
海起了变化了。
And the sea is changed.
我们先说海的来源。
We know how the sea came into being first.
才能够明白玻璃海。
Then we can understand what it means become sea glass.
在下面启示录说再没有海了。
In the book of Revelation, it says there's no more sea.
创世纪一章是海的来源。
And you want to know the source of ocean? You have to go to the first book of the Bible.
讲到撒旦的来源。
And that is the source of Satan in the book of Genesis.
圣经两章书特别说到撒旦的来源。
And it talks, first two chapters of the Old Testament speaks of how the devil came into being.
一本书是以赛亚十四章。
Isaiah 14.
一卷书一个章圣经以西结二十八章。
Ezekiel 28.
年轻弟兄们，回家可以去读。
You can study that on your own. These are the two books talk about how Satan came into being.
说到撒旦的来源。
How Satan came.
他本来的名字不叫撒旦。
You know his name at first was not Satan.
他的名字叫做 Lucifer.
His name was Lucifer.
那是很好的名字。
It was a nice name.
他的地位也是了不起的。
And his role was marvelous.
他是在神面前的天使长。
He was the archangel initially serving before God.
大权并大能力的。
He had great power.
又叫他背叛了。
But one day he betrayed.
撒旦为什么要背叛?
Why did he rebel?
他这么高的地位为什么要背叛?
He had such a high power and position. Why did he rebel?
撒旦有预知的能力啊。
Because Satan can foresee things.
他看见了神给他儿子的荣耀的命运。
He saw the glorious fate.The Son of God has.
神的儿子，神的儿子，坦不的不要不不谈什么命运的。
You can't really talk about the fate of Son of God.
道成了肉身了。
But how he will become
flesh. 当神的儿子成为一个人了。
How he will become a man.
那就谈到命运了。
And then you can say there's fate. 而
神给他儿子命运太荣耀了。
And that fate is so glorious.
到最后，一个人的身份，一个人的身体，进入极大的荣耀了。
And how he can be in the human body, enter into this ultimate glory.
他要率领。众子进荣耀
and also he will lead many sons into that glory.
这是神儿子的命运
That is the fate of the Son of God.
这也是神儿子的使命
And also the mission for the Son of God.
要率领众子进荣耀
Which to lead all many into glory.
所以他自己先进荣耀
So he has first entered into the glory.
撒旦看见这个结局
And Satan saw the ending.
起了嫉妒的心了
And he became jealous.
背叛了
So he rebelled.
背叛的势力很大
and he rebelled with a great multitude of followers.
他带了三分之一的天使一起背叛了
because he was able to take one third of angels to follow him.
每一个天使都有大能大力的
and every angel is very powerful on their own.
所以他组织了黑暗的国度
so he organizes the kingdom of darkness.
全世界人民都在黑暗国度的控制底下
and the whole world was under the ruling of this dark kingdom.
在但以理书说希腊的魔君
Therefore, the book of Daniel talks about the evil king, the wicked king of Greece.
又是波斯的魔君。
And also the evil king of Bos.
我自己在认识一个弟兄。
And I know this brother.
他在中国的东北。
Christian brother, he lives in the northeastern part of China.
东北人就叫我们的弟兄叫赶鬼大王。
And people in his community call him the demon caster.
那他鬼看见真是怕。
Yeah, demons are afraid of this brother.
什么地方被鬼附啊
？Wherever there is people that are demon possessed.
我们弟兄去了。
They will ask our Christian brother to go.
看人还没有到那里呀、啊。
Before he even arrived.
那鬼就大叫，那个招魔人来了。
And demons were shout with fear.
打着光快快跑啊
！And they would just get out of the people. They
你跑得快，被我们弟兄来了。
And because they dare not to face him.
我们的风主没赶你走。
You know, when we kick out devils, we say in Jesus' name.
他赶鬼头句话，奉主名不许走。
And he was saying in Jesus' name, do not leave.
不，没有一个鬼敢走的。
And no demon dares to leave.
办好了交涉再走。
He needs to negotiate with them first.
你出去了。
Once you leave this person,
不可以再回来在这个人身上。
You are not allowed to return.
你出去了。
Once you leave him,
不可以附在任何人身上去。
You are not allowed to possess any other people either.
把鬼给办事讲完了。
So he had to make the deal very clearly before he can kick them out.
他讲他走。
When he said leave,
那鬼在人上，那个人打着滚，那就快快跑。
And the demon possessed person will be rolling on the floor, and the demon will leave.
鬼真正怕他了。
And you know demons are so afraid of him.
又是一个人进来啊。
One time he.Encountered his
name. 那个人会通音的，走阴间去的。
And that person is able to communicate with the people in hell.
跟阴间太熟了。
And he knows hell very well.
照他讲呢。
And according to this man.
中国跟日本是一个魔君。
And both China and Japan are under the same ruler in the kingdom of darkness.
他这里常看见魔君的。
He saw the ruler all the time.
在他说到处都是鬼啊。
And to that man, he sees demons everywhere.
鬼是个 spirit， 人看不见的。
And demons are an evil spirit. You cannot see with your naked eyes.
后来我们的弟兄他得救了，他这人跟鬼都走，挤着一起走路的。
And he shared with us once he was saved. He said, you know, they're crowded and they actually walk by our side all the time.
你少弟兄聚会的地方。
And when you go to a Christian gathering place,
是很普通的房子，不像个礼拜堂。
And it doesn't even look like a chapel, just an ordinary structure.
那被鬼附的到那个地方，这个地方离那个地方还蛮远的，一块地方都没有鬼了。
And you know, when he was approaching the place, the structure in which Christians gather, he said, far away from that structure, you see no demon anywhere.
奇怪了，这里怎么没有鬼呢？
He said,That's weird. They're everywhere. How come there's no demon in this area? So he kept on going.
真的，这个地方没有鬼啊。
He wasn't safe at the time. He said, indeed, there's no demon around. So he walked into that structure.
他进去就很稀奇啊。
He walked in. He was amazed.
难道有人比魔君还大？
He said, you mean there's someone who's greater than the ruler of the kingdom of darkness?
最伟大的人了。
He always thought that ruler of the kingdom of darkness was the greatest.Of all.
他走到前面第一排坐下来。
So he went forward and he sat down on the first row.
那个赵弟兄在讲台上下来。
And our brother who 就是那赶鬼的, the brother who's famous of kicking out demons was on the stage, and he came down.
不要走。
And he looked at this guy and said, do not leave.
为什么你脸上
Because I see on your face there's a power of Hades. And that guy was so scared by
it. He was so
frightened. So how could you tell there's a power of hell on me? He did because he communicated with that all the time. So he confessed. And then of course he was saved. And there's a great spiritual battle after that. And you know, so Satan brought one third the angels with him. God threw angel, Satan onto the earth. And flood the entire earth with water. Until one day, God was about to create the first man and woman. The entire creation. That's why in chapter 1 of Genesis, God said, the water shall separate. The upper level water will become the cloud, the sky. And the lower level water become ocean. And the greatest devil lives in the air. Where the sky is the rulers of the air. You know, we fly in the air all the time. But because it's in the spiritual realm, so you cannot see with your eyes. They indeed exist. There are so many things that exist, but we cannot see with our eyes, right? For example, you breathe air all the time. Are you able to stop breathing for 5 minutes? Are you able to do that? 10 minutes, you'll be dead. Every second we breathe. Don't we? But do you see the air? Are you able to see air? Are you able to see air? But is air real? How about electricity? And you see all the lights here. And then there's cold air atmosphere in the fridge. And there's heat come out of the stove. They all operate differently. But they are all charged by electricity. Therefore, electricity is real. But have you seen the electricity in there? You don't see electricity. There are so many things you cannot see with your eyes. A lot of things that's visible, they come out of things that's invisible. Therefore, invisible things are greater than visible things. You cannot see God. Neither is Holy Spirit visible. But are they real? And one day God became a man. That is our Lord Jesus. He becomes something we can see. He is the only God that's visible. Through someone we can comprehend. We can relate to.
当神复活之后,
and after he died, buried, and risen from the dead, he ascended into heavens.
降下圣灵,
and he sent down his Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is the Lord himself. He is the risen Lord himself. In the fourth gospel, it tells us about this Jesus who is God become a man. Yet at the end of each of the four gospel books talk about his resurrection. He was risen from the dead and ascended into heaven and sent down his Holy Spirit. Therefore, Jesus returned in his spirit, becoming a different form, a form that we do not recognize with eyes, because he has been set free from the boundary of things that's visible. You know, we are really limited by time and space. If I am speaking now, I cannot be speaking elsewhere. If I speak here,
我不可能同时又在 Culver City 讲话。
I can be speaking in Culver City simultaneously.
人的限制，时间空间限制最大的。
We are confined by time and space.
四福音书里面
，and in the four gospel，
耶稣基督道成肉身。
It talks about how Son of God Jesus Christ became a man.
他也受时间空间限制。
He was also confined, limited by time and space.
他一个时候只对一个人讲话。
He is at one place speaking to one person.
一个时候只在一个地方行神迹。
He can only be in that place, or if he's performing miracles, he can only do it there.
复活了。
But after Jesus is risen from the dead,
把一切限制都打破了。
And he was released from all boundaries.
一个时候跟对数不过来的人讲话。
He can speak to countless people at the same time.
每个人都说主在我这里呀。
Just like everybody was saying, the Lord is with me, speaking to me.
主刚才对我讲话，怎么又对你讲话呢？
How can that be? The Lord just was speaking to me. He's also speaking to you.
那你太不了解主了。
And then because we don't understand how he operates.
主可以对我同一个时候对无数的人讲话。
Once he's risen in spiritual form, he can speak to many at the same time.
但我们都听见是主自己讲话。
And we all know it was indeed the Lord who speaks to me.
主同一个时候。
At the same time,
可以在数不过来的地方行神迹。
The Lord is able to work and perform miracles in many places.
我们教会也活在一个打破限制的生命里面。
Therefore, church also lives in this realm that without limitation of time and space.
我们在这里为着中国祷告，一样有效的。
For example, we can pray right here, right now for China, and things will happen.
远在另外一半地球啊。
And China is so far away from us.
我们祷告不受限制的。
And there's no limit to the way we pray or how we pray.
这两年中国基督徒又有哪处了？
And these days, Christians in China suffer.
我们为着我们的同胞所祷，我们的主内弟兄们祷告。
We should pray for our brothers in China.
我们信心有信心祷告。
We pray in faith.
我们祷告有功效。
And we pray things happen.
我们祷告也打破空间的限制的。
And we can break through the limitation of time and space through prayer.
什么也不能捆绑我们的祷告。
Nothing can limit how we pray.
耶稣基督复活了。
Because Jesus has risen from the dead.
使徒行传开始了。
And from the book of the Acts.
我们称使徒行传为圣灵的行传。
And we said the book of Acts is the book of the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵做事了。
That in that book you see how Holy Spirit works.
有这个弟兄给我讲啊。
One time a Christian brother shared with me.
你能不能讲一句话代表使徒行传呢？
Can you just use one word to describe the book Acts?
开头我不想。
Book of Acts.
不想理他。
And you know, initially, I didn't want to bother to respond that kind of question.
你这话不通的，二十八章圣经，你拿我一句话来讲。
Because there's 28 chapters in that book. How can they sum it with one word?
他是很幼稚的弟兄。
And he was a very immature Christian.
他不是来为难我，他的确诚真实实的问有奇妙的问题。你怎么讲一句话代表使徒行传呢？
He was not trying to find fault with me, but he did have an honest question.
好。我讲一句话代表使徒行传。
Okay, I say in one sentence I will describe.
使徒行传二十八章。
There are 28 chapters.
一件事。
One thing.
人在祷告。
Man pray.
圣灵在做事。
Holy Spirit worked.
代表使徒行传。
To me, that describes the whole book of Acts.
对不对？
Isn't that so?
圣灵启示使徒行传。
The Holy Spirit reveals in the book of Acts.
是讲复活基督的工作了。
It talks about the work of the risen Lord.
圣灵是谁？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是基督。
He is Christ Himself.
他是复活基督。
He is the risen Christ.
是圣灵，是主观的神。
The Holy Spirit is the subjective God.
我们能感觉的神。
A God that you and I can feel.
我们能经历的神。
And we can experience.
他在我们里面的神。
He is a God that lives inside of us.
明白我讲的话了吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
年轻人多，我很喜欢听见年轻人听不懂。
Young people, there are a lot of young people here. If you don't understand, be honest. Ask me questions.
有人问的，想到的人最高兴了。
You know, speakers love to answer questions.
都是我认真的基督徒，他听不懂就问了。
You know, a very honest Christian or a very hardworking Christian will ask questions.
师父应讲道成肉身的耶稣基督。
And the four gospel talk about the Word become flesh, Jesus Christ.
使徒行传讲复活的耶稣基督。
And in the next book, the book of Acts, talk about the risen Lord.
复活基督就是圣灵。
And the risen Lord is the Holy Spirit Himself.
大的鬼魔住在空中。
This the greatest devil lives in the air.
第二的大的鬼魔住在海的深处。
The second largest devil lives in the ocean.
地上跑来跑去都是小鬼。
And those much smaller demons running around on earth.
鬼他们的等次很分明的。
They're very clear hierarchy of their structure.
他们的组织很严密的。
They are very tightly organized.
撒旦是。今世的君王
Satan is the ruler of this world.
全世界的人都他统治的
And Bible says the whole world lies under the hand of the evil king.
撒旦为迷惑立邦的
He's the one that he is wicked and conceit a lot of deceive all people.
你们有没有想过一件事
Have you thought about that?
我自己经过第二次世界大战
I went through the Second World War.
太可怕了
It was so dreadful.
这个起头的位置很小的一件事啊。
Initially, it all started from a very trivial thing. Yet, what happens, so many nations got involved.
整个欧洲解决去了。
The entire Europe got into it.
整个亚洲解决去了。
Entire Asia got into it.
到最后美国也解决去了。
And in the end, America went in as well.
难道他们不知道战争可怕？
No one knew how dreadful a war can be. Everybody knew.
他们比我们更懂。
They knew very well.
特别到了现在了。
Especially at the time like this.
现在武器有多可怕呀！
How dreadful are the weapons we have nowadays?
执政掌权的人比我们懂。
Rulers of each nation completely understand how dreadful it is.
他们怕不怕打仗？
Are they afraid of war?
他们怕。
Of course they are.
但结果打起来了。
But we still have wars everywhere.
因为他们不控制在自己手里呀。
Because they cannot control.Control the situation on their own.
世界的君王
because the ruler of this world
管着所有的人
controls what happens.
这个人类的虚谎啊
and that is the deceitfulness.
每个国家的军事部门啊
and all the military department of each nation
都叫做国防部
it's called the defense department.
有没有叫做国公部呀
oh, it's all called defense department. No one's called offense department.
如果是都是国防部
They're all defense department.
那全世界没打仗了。
Now, if everybody just try to defend themselves, then why is there war? But a lot of time they have to make the attack other, they have to offend.
美国是攻的最厉害的国家。
And this country offends other the most.
美国的政策不让战争发生在美国。
You know the strategy of this government here is that do not let war occur on our land.
把战争带到外面去。
But it's okay to have wars elsewhere.
这美国军队一天到晚在外面打仗呢。
That's why U.S. military is on other people's land at all times.
但是美国管军事部门人就叫国防部啊。
Yeah, we still call ourselves the defense department.
其实大家都攻了。
Actually, we do a lot of offense out there.
有力量去往外攻啊。
Because we are able to do that.
这是人类的虚谎。
And that is the emptiness of humankind.
也是人类的堕落。
And also the fallen nature.
这个世界变得越来越可怕了。
That's why we make this world worse.
世界的君王。
And because we are under the ruling of the evil king.
只有教会。
But only the Church of Christ
胜过世界的君王
is able to overcome the ruler of the air.
神的儿女一直在那征战的里面。
That's why children of God were constantly in spiritual battle.
最后那个征战胜利了。
At the end, we'll see the war is over.
征战的源头撒旦被打败了。
And the source of all the wars are Satan are defeated.
主回来了。
And that the Lord has returned.
这甚至都站在玻璃海上。
And all the overcomers will be stand around the sea of glass.
海开始变化了。
You see, the sea is changed.
它的下面都掺杂着火。
And see, the sea of glass mixed with fire underneath.
我相信最后的火湖就是海变的了。
And I believe at the end, the lake of fire is converted from the sea.
下面说再没有海了。
And at the end of the book of Revelation, there's no more sea.
最后火湖出现了。
And then you see the appearing of the lake of fire.
火湖像什么知道吧？
Do you know what lake of fire is about?
你没见过火湖，我也没见过。
Nobody has seen it.
我跟你们讲火湖的意义啊，什么叫火湖啊？
But what is the meaning of the lake of fire?
火湖就是新耶路撒冷的垃圾桶。
And it's like the trash can.When we enter into the new Jerusalem,
所有的垃圾都扫到火湖去了。
All the trash will be swept into the lake of fire.
把宇宙中间一切神不要的 业务的都在火湖里面。
Everything is despised by God, or God does not want to keep, will be thrown into the lake of fire.
在这里，教会得胜了。
And church has overcome.
站在玻璃海上。
Standing around the sea of God.
拿着神的琴。
And we, they hold the harp given by God.
唱神人摩西的歌。
They were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God.
也唱羔羊的歌。
And the song of the Lamb.
这里唱摩西的歌，旧约的得胜者。
The one who sang the song of Moses, they are the overcomers from the Old Testament.
唱羔羊的歌，新约的得胜者。
And those who sang the song of the Lamb is
the overcomers. 站在玻璃海上。
From the New Testament.
我们就胜过海的权势。
These two groups of people surround the glassy sea.
我们胜过撒旦的权势。
They have overcome the power of the ocean, the power of Satan.
撒旦权势在我们的脚底下了。
And they trample, they stomp over the power.Of the evil one.
所以这是把得罪者。
And that's the kind of overcomers.
我这个人呢、啊、
For me,
没有音乐细胞。
I am someone who's not good at music.
我喜欢音乐。
I love music.
但是我从来不玩音乐的。
But I don't play music.
什么琴我不会弹的。
I don't play any instrument.
我想我的手对这个特别笨，你把琴交给我，不知道怎么办了
啊。I'm very bad at it.
所以我们这首诗歌啊。
There is this hymn.
第九十首。
Hymn 90.
你们很多人知道，今有一泉，血流盈满。
It talks about how there is a fountain of blood.
涌自耶稣肋边。
Spring from the side of Jesus Christ.
很有名的诗歌。
It's a very famous classic hymn.
它有一节圣经，但我相信你有家禽为我预备。
And one of the verses says, I believe you have prepared for me a harp.
虽然我是这样不配。
Even though I'm not worthy.
硬性白白赐给。
But by faith, you have given to me that harp.
他就唱这个地方。
And that's referring to this particular verse.
每个人手里都拿着个琴，对不对？
Everyone will be given a harp.
我相信到那天我会弹琴了。
And I believe on that day I will be able to play.
琴你弹得很好。
I will play well by the help of God.
因为这是圣灵的工作了。
Because that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我也很不会唱歌的。
I don't sing well at all.
我一生啊，在诗班从来不要我。
Choir never try to recruit me.
因为我也进去啊。
Because if I join them,
四音变成五音了。
They will become five.
我的声音突出来的是一个非常 strong 的 bass.
I'm a strong bass by myself.
诗歌领袖不要我去唱的 bass.
Therefore, choir conductor never invited me.
我们不要让人家都听见那个 bass 声音啊。
They don't want like my voice.
这是大家不合调的。
I cannot harmonize well.
到那个时候。
But when that day comes,
我也不犯这个毛病了，声音跳出来了。
I won't have that kind of problem.
一点那么 harmony， 跟大家这个儿女一起赞美主。
All the children of God will sing harmonious.
弹着神的琴赞美主。
Playing the harp given by God and singing.
他们赞美什么呢
？What was their praising？
他们赞美什么呢
？What are they praising？
他们赞美两件事。
They're praising two things.
第一件事，赞美主的座位。
First, praise.The throne of God.
全能者
Almighty.
你的座位大在其在
Yes. Says, yes, indeed, great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty.
第二件事赞美主的道路
Secondly, they praise his ways.
你万世之王啊
The king of ages.
你的道路存在义在
Just and true are your ways.
赞美真好
These are great praises.
圣灵记得最简单的最清楚了。
And the Holy Spirit made it very clear.
大家只赞美两件事。
They only praise about two things.
主的作为。
The deeds of the Lord.
主的道路。
And the ways of the Lord.
主的作为什么作为
？What are His deeds?
主在地上做了好多事。
God performed many deeds on earth.
但是他特别这一件。
But there's only one thing that's very special.
主一生八个段落。
And you know, there are eight parts of the life of Jesus.
每个道路都和我们有关系。
Every part has something to do with us.
第一个道路道成肉身。
First is that word become flesh.
第二道路在世上的生活。
Secondly, his walk on the earth.
第三件事钉十字架。
Third, his crucifixion.
第四是埋葬。
His burial.
第五是复活。
His resurrection.
第六，四十天活在人间。
And his days on earth for 40 days after resurrection.
第七，升天。
The seventh part is ascension.
第八， 再回来。
And then his return.
清楚吧？
Understand, there are eight parts of the life of Jesus.
像音乐一样的。
It's just like music.
低哆到高哆，八个音。
From do to do, there are eight notes.
哦，你多少的谱啊？我们的音乐在世界上的谱数不尽的。
There are many music in this world.
但都从低哆到高哆出来的啊。
But every song is limited by these eight notes.
不可能有第九音的。
You don't find the ninth kind of notes.
我们也一样的。
And same way for Christian life.
主的生命从我们里面出来。
The Lord's life lives out.
都从这八件事出来的。
It's all from these, the principle of these eight parts.
道成肉身。
He was that word.
他带来一个永远生命
so he brought forth an eternal life
带来伟大的生命
a great life
第二件在世上活着
secondly his life on earth
他成了一个榜样
he was an example
你看得见的神
he becomes a God that we can see
他走的路也留下来了
and his path was left for us
从伯利恒一直走到橄榄山
from Bethlehem all the way to the Mount Olive
到橄榄山升天了。
And then he was crucified.
第三件是钉十字架。
The third one is crucifixion.
十字架上面打败所有仇敌。
On the cross, he defeated all the enemies.
第四件是埋葬。
Then he was buried.
埋了，我们所有老旧生命都埋了。
So all our old self lives are buried with Christ.
阴府再找不到我们了。
So hell can no longer find us.
神的国度里头加入我们的名字了。
And our name is removed and moved to the kingdom of God.
下面复活了。
And then his resurrection.
然后四十天在地上。
And for 40 days he stayed on earth.
最后升天了。
Then he ascended into heaven.
一把再来了。
Then he returns.
这八件事中
These eight things.
最重要件事是复活
The most important thing is his resurrection.
后面的是复活自然带来的
And all the other things just follow naturally.
复活自然升天
After he was risen, he automatically ascended into heaven.
升天自然的荣耀
Naturally, he was glorified in heaven.
主所做最大件事复活
So the greatest thing that Jesus did was his resurrection.
复活吞灭死亡。
Through his resurrection, he swallowed death.
撒旦最大的力量就是死亡。
You know, the greatest power Satan has over us is death.
死亡吞噬一切的受造之物。
Because death finished all creation.
连我们看见天地都是慢慢的旧了。
Even the heaven and earth we see, they are getting old each day.
我看这部杂志。
I read this in a magazine.
好多年以前的。
Maybe years ago.
有名杂志，美国很有名杂志。
It's Time.
他每次都有一个最重要的人做他的照片的。
And they usually like to put the most famous and important.
他是风云人物。
As this cover of the magazine.
但这个人是要影响全世界的。
And they said this one will change or affect the world the most.
有一天杂志出来一个人物啊。
One time they put this face on the cover.
他第一次不用一个人物。
It's no longer a face.
用了地球。
It's the globe itself.
旁边一句话叫救救地球啊。
It says save the earth.
地球的资源被人用完了呀
Because the resources of the earth are depleting.
地球真是败坏了。
And it's being weakened.
我也看过两本写这个书，写这方面的科学。
And then many scientists wrote about this.
叫救救地球啊。
A title, Save the Earth.
地球又活不下去了。
Because the earth is about to, won't be able to survive.
其实我想告诉他们，你大不可担这个心。
And I really want to tell them, don't worry.
没有那一天，地球没有办法了。主回来了。
Because the Lord will return.
主回来，把一切事情都重新开始了。
And He will renew everything.
好，我们人就是这样。
And same way with us.
我们胜过了撒旦。
We can overcome Satan.
站在玻璃海上。
We will stand around the glassy sea.
赞美主的作为。
We shall praise the deeds of God.
我们的主复活了。
And our Lord has risen from the dead.
他把所有的死亡吞灭了。
He swallowed death once for all.
哥林多前书十五章
说
吞灭死亡。直到永远。
First Corinthians chapter 15 says that he swallowed death once for all.
这主的大得胜。
And that is his great victory.
赞美主的作为。
So praise his deeds.
大 哉奇哉。
Great and marvelous are your deeds.
我们也是在说大哉奇哉。
That's all we can say. Great and marvelous.
今天主把复活了，才把一个生命给赐给我们。
Because the Lord is risen, so that we can have a life.
所以我们诗歌里头忧伤唱复活的诗歌。
So we like to praise His resurrection in the hymn book.
差不多诗歌到了末了说，你若问我怎么知道主复活了。
Remember the song that He says He lives? How do you know? How do I know He lives?
他回答一句话，因他活在我里面。
Because He lives in me.
我怎么知道主复活了？
How do I know the Lord lives?
现在主活在我的里面。
Because He lives in my heart right now.
这个大家知道对不对？
We all know that, don't we?
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
这是主的作为最大一件事。
And that is the greatest deed of the Lord.
然后赞美主的道路。
And also here to praise His ways.
主的道路诚在义在。
Because they are just and true.
什么叫主的道路？
What are the ways of the Lord?
好，看世界上的道路。
You look at the ways of this world.
我们到任何地方去都要走一条路去，对不对？
You know, anytime you're going to somewhere, you have to find a way there, don't we?
世界的道路交通线真是非常发达。
And you know, there are so many ways in this world that you can go almost anywhere.
我明天可以随我的意思到世界任何地方去。
I can go to any part of this world.
坐飞机去，坐船去，坐火车去。
By plane, by boat, or by train.
但路都是很的路，对不对？
And
有没有直的路呀？
Oh, all the ways are horizontal, right? Do you find any way that's vertical?
你们走过直的路啊？
Have you ever walk on the way that's vertical?
没有走，没看见过直的道路。
Have you seen any way that's vertical?
主来为我们开条路。
But the Lord has come and opened up a way for us.
那叫直的路。
And that is a way of vertical.
从地通天的道路。
It's from earth to heaven.
主给我们条路，让我们步入天了。
And the Lord has given us a way through which we can touch heaven.
天来到地上。
That heaven can come to earth.
人可以活在天的境界。
And we can also live in heavenly realm. Amen.
这条路大吧？
Isn't that amazing way?
所以这是第二件赞美，赞美主的道路。
That's why they praise the way of the Lord.
主的道路诚在义在。
And true and just are your ways.
这 true 的意思靠得住的路。
True means it's trustworthy.
这条路是最靠得住的路。
It's very reliable.
从这条路，我们一直通天。
And this is a way that we can reach heaven.
伟大吧？
Isn't that great?
这赞美的中心。
That is the center of our praise.
赞美主的作为。
We praise His deeds.
赞美主复活了。
We praise His resurrection.
赞美主的道路。
We praise His ways.
主留下的通天的道路给我们。
Through which we can reach heaven.
赞美主。
We praise God for that.
那天我们也都在玻璃海中那个群众当中。
That day, you and I were surrounded the glassy sea as well.
手拿着琴赞美神。
Holding a harp, praising God.
谁敢不敬畏主的名？
And who dare not to fear His name?
谁敢不把荣耀归给主？
And bring glory to Your name.
荣耀归主名啊。
For You alone are glorious.
前阵我们最老的同工被主接去了。
Not too long ago, a very elderly co-worker was taken home.
他活到93岁，也不算活得很大。
At the age of 93, he was taken home by God.
病了好多天。
He was sick for quite some days.
最后一天，他要走一天，我给他。他们女儿说，史蒂啊，他妈妈正在跟你讲话。
And you know, it's a she, and her children says, my mom wants to talk to you.
我在电话里听啊，我根本听不见她讲什么话。
I could hardly hear her voice.
她没有力气讲话。
Because she was so weak.
声音这么弱啊。
Very like whisper.
哎呀，我真是很爱她，我叫你不要讲话了。
And I love her dearly. I said, okay.Don't talk.
你没有声音讲话了。
Because you don't have strength.
我根本听不见你讲话呀。
I cannot hear you.
最后一句话我听见了。
But I heard her last words.
就在讲什么话？
What did she say?
说荣耀归主名。
He said glory to the name of the
Lord. 我这边够了够了。
I said sister, that's enough.
讲到这里了。
Great and
荣耀归主名了，对呀。
Give God all the glory.
现在在里面祷告了，不要再出声祷告了。
Now you can pray inside your heart.
最后一句话，荣耀归主名，多好。
How great to end your saying like that.
主掌握我们一生的年日。
The Lord holds every day of our life.
我们胜过仇敌。
We are able to overcome the evil ones.
然后说羔羊的征战。
And then the battle of the Lamb.
一个大征战。
In the end of the book, there's a great battle.
神的儿女都要认识属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand.
就在刚刚信主的一个婴孩。
Even though you may be just saved, a new Christian.
也会有征战发生的。
You will encounter spiritual battles.
属灵的征战。
That's spiritual battles.
羔羊与仇敌征战
and that's the battle between the Lamb of God and the evil one.
羔羊一定胜过他们
and the Lamb will surely overcome.
羔羊是万王之王，万主之主
because the Lamb is the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
同着羔羊征战，也必得胜
and we fight with the Lamb together, we will overcome too.
那这里很重要了
this is very important to know.
羔羊得胜。
The Lamb overcomes.
羔羊的同伴也得胜。
So are his companions.
谁是羔羊同伴
？Who are the companions of the Lamb?
被梦被召梦召。
Are those called?
被选。
Chosen.
有忠心。
And faithful.
也必得胜。
They will overcome.
这句话说是我们对三而一神的关系。
And these are our relationship with the God of Trinity.
也说是我们对三而一神的经历。
Also, our experience about this triune God. We're called.
梦，神所呼召。
We're called by God.
被选。
We're chosen.
被圣灵所选上。
We're chosen by the Holy Spirit.
有忠心。
We're faithful.
对耶稣基督有忠心。
Those who are faithful to Jesus Christ.
说是我们对三而一的神的经历。
And that is the experience we have with the Trinity God.
神呼召了我们。
God has called us.
神的呼召多伟大。
How great that is to have God calling.
每次呼召都有个头，有一个出来的地方，有个进去的地方。每次呼召。
Oh, every calling is calling you out of something into something.
像那个圣经第二本书叫出埃及记，对不对
？Remember the book of Exodus.
是呼召他们出埃及。
God calls them out of Egypt.
这个并不是很重要。
That's not important.
重要的他们去什么地方。
What's more important is where they're going to.
他们那个时候，神的百姓从大到小都知道的。
But all the children of God knew.
是召你们去什么？
They were called out.
他们都去迦南地。
Of Egypt into the Promised Land.
进迦南地。
They are going into the Promised Land.
基督成了我们。属灵的实际。
The same way Jesus Christ is a spiritual promised land.
基督是我们属灵的产业。
He is our spiritual inheritance.
我们都在基督里头分到产业的。
So we all have a part in the inheritance of Christ.
蒙神呼召。
We have been called out by God.
离开世界。
Apart from the world.
离开肉体。
Out of our flesh.
离开罪恶。
Out of sin.
离开自己。
Out of ourselves.
去什么地方？
Where do we go into?
去哪里？
Where do we go?
我告诉你们最好的一句话。神儿子来到地上。
The Son of God came into this world.
神给他个命运。
God gave him a fate.
我们中国人最喜欢讲的话，这个人命好，那个人命不好。
We Chinese like to say, oh, he has a good fate, or she does not have a good fate.
神的儿女不要讲这个话。
But as children of God, don't say that.
神的儿子道成肉身了。
Because the Son of God that came into the world, he was a man.
神就给他个命运。
God gave him a fate.
他的命运到了最后。
And his fate.
是进入极荣耀的命运。
Was entered into ultimate great glory.
神召我们。
So when God calls us,
有份与神儿子的荣耀命运。
Is to partake, to have a part in the glorious fate of Jesus Christ.
这就是来到地上要带众子进荣耀。
That's how Jesus came into this world so that he can lead many into his glory.
我们都要有份于他儿子的命运。
We all share this glorious fate of Son of God.
这件事情我们蒙召的。
And we're called for that.
了解了吧
？Understand?
被选。
We're chosen.
被圣灵所选上了。
By the Holy Spirit.
我们对圣灵的经历。
Our experience of Holy Spirit.
圣灵是有经历的神。
We gotta know Holy Spirit is the God of experience.
圣灵是我们能感觉的神。
Holy Spirit is the God that we can feel.
圣灵在我们里面的神。
It's the God that lives inside of us.
我们对圣灵有经历。
We need to have that experience.
所以夏令会大家都要尽量去夏令会。
Therefore, I encourage you to go to summer conference.
我前年。 到台湾去。
I went to Taiwan a couple of years ago.
我心里有一点点不大疲倦，像做安守这些事。
And I was a bit tired. I didn't want to lay hands on people because I feel we do that all the time.
那也好，也还是有些人安守得不着。
But and there are people that who do not receive the Holy Spirit.
我觉得很重这个事。
I feel very heavy.
到了是弟兄这边要求我做。
But you know, during the conference, they still ask me to pray for people.
给我有极大的鼓励。
And the Lord encouraged me to do so.
前年我去了聚会地方，那比我们今年家里会人要多了。
And there were so many people in that conference in Taiwan.
被圣灵充满。
But so many people were filled by the Holy Spirit.
100%。
100% filled.
没有一个漏掉的。
Not a single person missed out.
到最后一个小孩子在我面前来了。
And at the end, there was a little child.
小女孩。
A small girl.
你没有替我按手。
She came to me and says, "You didn't lay hand on me."
你个子太矮了，我漏掉了。
I said, "Sorry, you were too petite. I didn't even see you."
你读几年级啊
？How old are you？
读我小学三年。
She's a third grade in school。
今年九岁。
She's 9 years old。
我说好，我为你按手。
I said sure, let me pray for you。
圣灵一样浇下来。
The same way Holy Spirit filled her。
一样浇灌她。
Poured out on her。
100%。
Therefore, 100% of
our
participants。
我们去做什么？
I said, why the Lord is doing
this? 我们去遇见神。
Why? Oh, why do we go to conference? We go there to meet with God。
要遇见主吗
？Do you want to meet with God？
重要不是听人讲道。
It's not important to listen to sermons only.
大家都去追求主。
But to pursue the Lord our God.
代表每一个人都遇见了主回来。
And I pray that everyone meet with Him in a deeper way and return home.
忠心是我们对主的经历。
And lastly, faithful means our experience.
像耶稣基督有忠心。
Just like Jesus, who is faithful.
哈利亚群、路亚群说，没有的我不讲了。
And I will not go on anymore.
下面讲四次的哈利路亚。
And the end talk about hallelujah.
我们都围绕在主面前。
And then, which means we're all going to surround him.
从心里面喊哈利路亚。
And from the bottom of heart, we shall shout out hallelujah.
赞美我们的救主。
Praise our Savior.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.